Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
They're showing that slap and that exchange on TV.
Exactly as you said it. It was happening behind you.
I think Mike said flap when he did it, too.
I'd love your take on it. What do you think happens tonight?
I told you. I think Mike's going to go down early. Dude is almost 60 years old. John, I'm 40. I feel like my body is about to break apart in a million pieces. I can only imagine. I know he's in
shape.
Well,
you're not Iron. Yeah, but I'm 48, and I don't feel that way.
You can go in there against a 230-pound, 20-something-year-old kid who's been boxing training for the last four years.
This has been something Mike has done for his entire life.
Man, I don't care who you are, man. You take one haymaker to the chin.
You could say that either way.
I guess, man. I don't know. I see it as one of those where all this anticipation builds up. One punch is thrown in the first round. Someone's dazed, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, it's over. Cool. And but I want just, them to be. But Chris, I can't go with the 60-year-old. I can't do it.
Okay, but I would prefer that we have that as opposed to eight rounds of a pillow fight, and it's patty cake, and then there's really no definitive winner. I do want to see a knockout.
I think people are still in this weird mode where they think that like Rocky IV is how boxing actually is.
Right.
Where you sit there and all of a sudden they just hit each other in the face for an hour
right,
straight.
That's,
and
yeah, that's
and
not realistic. Yeah,
yeah, I know. But I remember what was it, the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight?
Yep.
How that was the most anticipated anything that I remember from like the past 10 years, and people watched it and they watched two dudes dodging each other.
They're dancing around the ring.
Yeah,
both our styles of fight.
Well, and that's Mayweather, because the same thing happened when McGregor fought Mayweather. It was one of those that you're going to decide by judge's decision at the end. That's
so now
the
you
way.
Get two dudes who are, you know, one hasn't boxed in forever and the other is it really doesn't box for. Well, I guess he sort of does now. And all of a sudden, they are going aggressive at each other and they are hitting each other in the face. This could be a real short fight. Real short.
I hate that I want to see it. I know a lot of people want to see it tonight. I hate it because I feel like I'm falling hook, line, and sinker for it. It's a guy who's not a real boxer in Jake Paul. He fights has-beens.
I'm not watching it for the sport, man.
I'm watching it for the spectacle. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. It's entertainment. Watch it as a TV show, not as a boxing match.
And you want to see what we want to see, right? Which is the opposite of your prediction.
Yeah.
Everyone you want to see
Iron
Jake Mike.
Paul bloodied with a black eye. I don't know, man. I think you're setting yourself up for a disappointment.
Probably.
Been disappointed before.
Be disappointed again.
John's like, man, I hope the old guys can show that we still got it.
Yeah. I
old
want
man
that's
strength.
Part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, old man strength is a real thing. A real thing.
All right.
I
hope, man.
I want to believe in it.
I don't know if Mike's got the speed anymore. I mean, I'm sure he's still strong.
Because that's the other way this goes. If you're right, it just looks like elder abuse. It's a guy in his 20s just beating an old man, battering him up and bloodying him, and it's like,
The Apollo Creed going down.
Speaking of Rocky IV, throw the damn towel. Exactly. We don't need to see something worse. Anyway, that's Chris Villar. You hear him updates. We have a lot of Lions to talk about. 248-539-9797. And the 9 o'clock hour is going to have some twists and turns. We have Mike Valeni coming in at 9:18 for his dog of the week. 12-1 on the season. Wish it was going that well on Cash the Ticket. He'd make the same joke. Get his thoughts on this fight and maybe get some thoughts on Bryce Underwood. We've got the cookie jar at 9:35, and it's inspired by one of Heather's bad food opinions. Among other things. Let's get to the phones where we have Craig on a cell. Craig, how do you feel about load management? Should the Lions be messing around with that this week?
I don't think this week. My thoughts are more towards the end of the season, maybe against Minnesota on the last game, you know, after we kind of clinch first-round playoff, and then we know for sure we're going to get that bye, and then maybe at that point, you know, let's just rest everybody so we're good for a good playoff push and Super Bowl run. This week, I think let's just take care of business and get that win, easier win, I should say. You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
But this week, no, I'd rather go out and get the job done, and then towards the end of the season, you know, let's kind of rest from there.
Yeah, when you've played what would be like 9 straight games at that point, or 10 straight games, and you've earned cushion, 2 games of separation, a clinch, then it gets a lot easier. Like, I think on paper, this is the easiest game the Lions have played all season. Vegas would agree. But at the end of the day,
it's spread, but that's more because Trevor Lawrence isn't playing versus Mac Jones.
Oh, it's
a
huge part of it. Yeah. It's probably worth
it. But in terms of, you know, load management on the tackle side of things, there's not any real world that I want to live in where you go out there with Dan Skipper looking at Trayvon Walker and Josh Hines-Allen.
Yeah.
And you can say whatever you want. Okay, Trayvon Walker's not Aiden Hutchinson. Lions definitely got the better of that draft in those 2 picks, but he does have 7.5 sacks right now. He's a guy that can pressure the quarterback. Josh Hines-Allen sitting there with 5 sacks right now. So,
and the pedigree to get double digits.
Right. That is, if you're looking at how does Jacksonville make this a game, they put pressure not by blitzing, because they're not a team that blitzes a lot.
No.
They are a team that can apply pressure by rushing 4.
Yeah, I'll give you the numbers on it. They're the team that blitzes at the lowest rate in the NFL, so they rely on getting home with 4. They really rarely get home, though. They're 30th in pressure rate. What you don't want to do is open the door.
Right.
Right. You sit Taylor Decker because he's on the fence and you want to play it safe. Well, now they can collapse the pocket. They can shut down some of the run. They can get to Jared Goff. I don't want to invite any of that. Decker was feeling bad watching last week. He wants to get out there, put him out there, have him make amends for it. I want to see this team go out there and build a nice lead early. And then if you want to rest Goff and a tackle or a center later in the game, I think you earn that rest.
Sure. But it still puts other guys, you know, at risk. But that's the NFL, right?
You can't avoid all of it.
You're not going out there with 75 guys on the sideline. It's not like college football where you have 3 deep. You're traveling with 3 deep, and you can make that adjustment.
Yeah. Imagine that. All right, yeah, we're going to go with their 3rd string now.
Right.
The Lions have been good enough this year where they probably could get away with that, but the NFL won't allow it. The other thing I'll point out for this matchup, John, I think it could be a big J-Mo game. He had a couple really nice plays against Houston, like contested catch in his return from suspension. Jacksonville runs a ton of man coverage. The Lions receiver who grades out the best against man-to-man, the guy with the speed to burn that you can't keep up with, J-Mo, I think this could be a big game for him.
I think it can be, which in turn says, okay, if you're going to be a guy that is just going to run past everyone, what's that take? A little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to hold up in pass protection, allow Jared Goff, because Jared Goff is really good against the blitz. But if you're not blitzing, it's just simply, can he see it? Can he hit it? And will he have the time to throw it?
Yeah, and I think if it's a big J-Mo game, fans are going to lose their mind too, because they've been waiting for this team to come home. Oh, they've been waiting to shower J-Mo with some praise, showing, hey, we love you. We know you've been screwing up, but we still got your back and all this. So, yeah, I think that's the other part of this is a game where the Lions should win, but I think fans are very much excited to go because it's been a minute, right? 4 of the last 5 games have been on the road, and the last one they went to the home game for was Tennessee. They want to see this offense get it in gear this week.
They want to see it get in gear. They want to see it, obviously, better than what we saw on TV last week. And here's the other. When you talk about a team that loves to cover in man coverage, J-Mo is one of those guys you want to see man-to-man and could have a big game. The other guy that we haven't seen get a lot of catches, he's been very productive in the run game, but it's an opportunity for Jahmyr Gibbs if you can find a way to get him manned up on a linebacker. Or even a slot corner. I like that matchup, and it's speed to burn. And you could get the ball to him, get in an open space, watch him work his magic, and then you throw the curveball in there of J-Mo deep, and then everything else that this Lions offense can do at every single level, Montgomery pounding the ground. And it's, if Laporta can't go, you still have Brock Wright. They've used him when Laporta has been absent. Like, they have so many. Did I even mention Amon-Ra St. Brown?
No.
Tim Patrick, like, you have so many different ways to attack this defense, and I love the fact, I do love that matchup.
Tom said yesterday something like, he feels like the offense didn't play great the last couple times out. And then Ben Johnson echoed that at the podium yesterday. The idea was this team is not peaking early. This team still has so much more to do offensively than we've seen.
I said, and before I said that, I feel weird saying this.
Yeah.
And a ticket texter, I remember, called me out after it saying, seriously? And I just replied that I was being nitpicking Stoney. But now I had him justify it.
Yeah.
Like, he said he wants 60 minutes of consistency. That tells me that they're going to dial it up on Sunday. let's get this thing looking good. Let's get feeling good about this. Because he's not feeling good about it. Or he wouldn't have said that.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's anybody on the offensive staff that should feel good coming out of last week. If you just separate what the defensive special teams did, you had five interceptions. Your offense sputtered at times. You weren't the reason that you won that
game.
But
he wasn't talking just about last week.
No, I know.
He was talking about he said the Tennessee thing was a little bit of a mirage.
Yes.
And you can't. They were set up. I mean, what are you going to do
short
when
fields.
You're set up?
Yeah.
Right, it was a mirage.
I don't think he was that happy with Green Bay in the second half.
Sure. I mean, things stalled out. But Tennessee, we can use that example all we want in terms of, you know, Goff didn't throw for a lot of yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't catch for less. There weren't a lot there to be had because they had short fields every time they touched the ball.
The and great thing about the quote is, like, they're perfectionists.
Yes.
You know?
Always want more.
Yeah. It's just not satisfying.
Well, and I think it shows in I mean, listen, they've won all these games in a row. You always have to find something to fixate on. It's easy to get comfortable. Oh, we're the best team in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Home field's given.
Could be the best team in the NFL.
Could be the best team in football. And it's easy to get lulled into that. But I think Dan Campbell's this master motivator. I think the coaching staff is well on that same page of maybe it's nitpicky, but we're going to have stuff that we want to get right and get better at. And it shows every single week they've come out and they've met the moment.
There's a clear separation right now between the Lions and the Niners. There's a clear separation, and I still think there's not as big of a separation, but an obvious separation between the Lions and the Eagles. You want to expand that separation, and then you start thinking about what's the separation between them and the Bills. We'll find out in a few weeks what's the separation right now of them and the Ravens or them and the Chiefs. Whatever that is, you want to make sure that you are, yes, the task at hand is beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. The ultimate task at hand is being able to be ready when the Bills come to town. Be ready when you face, if it's either the Ravens or the Chiefs or the Bills in the Super Bowl.
248-539-9797. We take phone calls. We take ticket texts. We've got Cookie Jar at 9:35. Coming up next, Dog of the Week and more with Mike Valeni. It's 97.1.
You've heard me talk about injury attorney David Femeninio for a while now. Just listen to some of the results that David and his wonderful team have been able to get for individual injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a single individual client. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you as well. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, dude.
Welcome
really?
In.
Heather, I'm not going to do that to you.
My goodness.
I'm not going to do that to you. Not after the previous donut incident. I'm not going to do that to you.
What's the donut incident?
No, it was the drop that we had a lot of fun with.
Oh.
Which was
the
fine.
Ice cream incident.
I understand.
It was ice cream.
But it was gratuitous.
It was unnecessary.
And so I will stay away from this one. Now,
all right.
Maybe, you know what? I do have a new Rico drop to debut today.
Oh, do you?
Oh. It's go to the page.
Okay, hang on. This will be great radio.
Go back. Now go about halfway down. One more page over this way. The one that's got a million drops.
This one.
That's me.
Okay.
On the right side, last column, about halfway down, it starts with new. About halfway up.
New.
You're new what? What was that, Rico?
Their show went off the rails yesterday after that. I heard this.
Tom, I'm guilty as charged. He was doing a read, and I'm like, why has this not struck me? And then I went in, and he was still doing the read. It was like a 7-minute read. It was longer than Otto's updates. And Kenny is like, I'm so glad you noticed this. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I wasn't on my game. But yeah.
I mean, how old is he? How old is he? I mean, maybe it's time.
What, Rico?
Yeah.
Was he born in 1943?
Is he the same age as Doug?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, because they were college roommates.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right,
so mid-50s.
Yeah.
Same
maybe
age
it was time
as,
for an upgrade. I don't know.
Yeah,
roughly the age of Mike Tyson.
All right, there you go. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I did. I think the audience did too. Tyson, Paul, tonight. You guys talked a little yesterday. We talked a little today.
Yeah.
You're not interested?
Not for me.
Just in the spectacle of it.
No, I don't want to see Grandpa get punched in the face. That doesn't entertain me. Here's my thing. I don't think it's real. Jake Paul can't lose this fight or the sphere, the billion-dollar machine around Jake Paul dies. Yeah. There's no coming back from you lost to a 60-year-old.
Oh, but it's Iron Mike. It's Tyson.
It's really not.
It's street cred.
Okay, but it's like beating Michael Jordan in one-on-one while he has a cigar in his mouth. That's not the... I can't.
Mike,
it's
I don't like that I'm looking forward to it, but
spectacle...
But
you're going to watch it.
I want to see how this goes.
I'm not mad at anybody who's watching it. I just... It's not for me. I look, I don't even, and I'm not trying to sound like Grandpa Simpson. I understand Jake Paul. I get that. But I don't know specifically what he has done with YouTube to be this famous. I don't know what the hell what am I watching? Who is this person?
He's curated a brand as a very punchable face, and this is the moment for it to get punched.
Fantastic.
John's a big believer in old man strength. You're into this, John.
Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping that instinct... that what Tyson has been doing for his entire life kicks in. I understand he's 58. He's not going to be as powerful. He's not going to be as quick. He's not going to react the same way. I just, is the 31-year difference,
yeah,
is that the great equalizer? Because Jake Paul's been doing this for 4 years. Who's he really fought? And how good is he? Like, we don't know because he's not fighting anyone.
I know.
Is the 31 years... the great equalizer from the baddest man on planet Earth to be able to be an equal to Jake
All right,
Paul.
But my problem is I don't believe it's legitimate. Like I okay. look, I'm not. It's just saying, doesn't it feel like it's staged?
Oh,
a soap opera.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
If you were telling me, if you could polygraph both of these guys and say, all right, straight up, are you allowed to knock this man out? I'd probably watch. But I just don't believe, like, Jake Paul's too big to allow to lose, if that makes any sense.
Too big to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's an element of this is, like, complete cartoony, and that's why I don't like that I want to watch it.
But you do.
But I'm going to watch it.
You are. Now, what time do they actually get in the ring? Midnight?
Yeah, 10:30 or 11.
Yeah. I saw there were 7 fights on the undercard.
Right.
I'm going,
but that allows you to go out and have your, whatever you do on
Friday night.
No
and
question.
Then come back and turn it on.
God, I will feel like such an idiot if I turn this on.
It's hard to resist it, though.
It's so bad. It's like a car wreck.
I know. Just got to see it.
Who's the dog of the week this week?
All right. So we are 12-1 with these, which is stupid. So we'll see what we can do. We are going to go, you know the game I'm going to, Air Force.
Oh, see, I told him I thought it was going to be Kansas.
I want to, but remember, we're not getting the number we want.
Right.
Air Force plus 3.5 at home against Oregon State. Oregon State's in a free fall. I think they finally realized we are poverty-ridden. We don't have a conference. We've lost everything. They're making a quarterback switch I hate. The new kid, I said this yesterday, this new kid, Gulbranson, makes John Navarre look mobile. This guy is a statue. And in that offense, they want to run some RPO. You're losing all of it. And Oregon State's rush D ranks 130 out of 134 teams. Even a bad Air Force team, take advantage of that. So Air Force plus 3.5.
Makes sense, John?
Sure. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I mean, again, programs I'm not paying attention to.
I know. And, John, I know it's gross, right? And I know it's not a game anyone wants to watch, but, like, we're 12-1. I'm trying to keep it going here.
Sure.
Other consideration, Florida?
Yeah. That's a letdown spot for LSU.
LSU.
There's a quit factor.
Nothing
there.
Left to play for.
It's a big
for.
Number, too, isn't it?
4.5. 4.5. It's a good number.
Not. Oh, yeah.
It's a good number.
I thought it was we talked about Florida. We talked about Kansas. We talked about
Arkansas.
Arkansas, I like, but see, that number got hit again.
13.5 down to 12.5 exactly. Now. You're just getting beat up on it.
I think you just bet that one live. But no, I look, man, you got to look for some spots here. And look, John and I were talking off the air about it. I think part of the problem now in college football, you're seeing a quit factor that's just obscenely high. Mm-hmm. And it used to be, hey, we got to get to a bowl game. I need my gift basket. You know, like now you had Nick Castellanos quit BC football, just disappeared. I got benched. I'm hitting the portal. Your team's making a ball. You're one play from getting your job back. What are we doing here?
Yeah, Miller Moss did the same thing. You get benched, and all of a sudden you enter the portal. Really?
It's Michigan's new quarterback, isn't it?
Could be.
Apparently.
Could be.
Dude,
who knows?
It's so ridiculous, all of it.
You talked about the Bryce stuff. Underwood?
Yeah.
$10 million, if it's real?
If it's real, here's what I would say.
It's a hell of a commitment by Michigan.
But, okay, I love what they're doing. I'm not mad at them, and I'm not mad at Underwood if he took the money. It's life-changing money. You do you.
Yep.
I think it's absurd on both fronts. Here's what I would do is if Michigan's willing to pay their starting quarterback, call it $2.5 million. If that's really what you're willing to spend, I don't want a 17-year-old high school phenom.
You'd rather go to the portal with it.
Go get Cam Ward. Whatever this year's Cam Ward.
This version of, yeah.
Here's $2.5 million. Here's our quarterback. And then underneath that player, you have to seed in, I can't even believe I'm saying these numbers, another $4 to $5 million and get skill players.
Receivers.
And Michigan, candidly, and John obviously could speak even more eloquently on this. Michigan has an offensive line problem specific to the tackle position because outside of Hinton, they don't have anybody who's any good. So, like, if you do that, Michigan could be all the way back. I don't understand paying him because then you're starting him. He is going to be terrible his freshman year. That's not his fault. It's just what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't like any of it.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Uh-oh.
Let's do it. The Detroit Zoo has a new resident I'm excited about that will soon be introduced to all the viewers. Zoo officials announced the arrival of Jagger, a 3-year-old sloth bear. She will be the first of her kind at the zoo in decades.
Is that just a slow bear?
No, in fact, it's not a slow bear at all, but it kind of like resembles more of a sloth. It's not related to a sloth at all. It is an actual bear. Right now, she's behind the scenes. She's expected to kind of venture outdoors sometime next week. So a sloth bear, here's some fun facts, eats termites and ants out in the wild. And I read somewhere like can actually like shut its nose so that none of the little bugs go
crawl
up its nose while it's eating.
Nothing worse than a bug up your nose.
But it does have like long kind of claws like a sloth does. It's got a long, it looks a little different than a bear, kind of like disheveled, a little bit messy appearance, long, rough, unruly hair around its ears, shoulders, and neck. Anyway, something to look forward to at the Detroit Zoo. The Detroit Zoo is also featured on the brand new Detroit Monopoly game that is out. You can try to get your hands on it. It's apparently sold out all across the city, but it features some iconic Detroit locations, Campus Martius, American Coney Island, Belle Isle, DIA, Eastern Market.
The Little
Market.
Caesars World Headquarters, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yes.
Are there any like square pieces for completely abandoned neighborhoods? Do I get like the whole street with three houses on it?
Nope, I don't think so.
No.
I did try to look up, Jim
what,
had asked.
Jim?
Nothing.
Is the Packer plan in it?
What the most expensive locations were?
Yes, I wanted to know.
I'd like the Bobolo boat, please.
How about the Detroit sign? It's got to be on it, right?
Heather's trying so hard. Go ahead.
One, I thought it looked like Comerica Park, because it does, but when I zoomed in on it, I think it's Belle Isle and Eastern Market.
Those are your top two.
Okay. Those are the top two.
The giant slide.
Yeah.
It's got to have a spot, right?
It should. And the music
slide right
should be
past
playing.
Go.
G-Matt Cash. You there should it is. Have it should be like the sound effects, right?
I will trade you for the district.
Yes, exactly.
It's just a concrete block.
If you're taking the day off today to go hunting, the Michigan DNR has you covered. They released this fake permission slip. We've seen these trend before. I think the Tigers did it once, too, whatever. For those who need to get out of their commitments that they've made today. So the permission slip excuses whoever, you can fill in the blank, from school, from work, from any family functions from today through the 17th as they are needed. It says, at an undisclosed location surrounded by fields or trees to keep an eye on wildlife and gather food for friends and family. It's a fun way to get out of anything you are committed to today. This story is so intriguing to me. A missing dad of three is believed to have fled to Europe after staging his own kayaking death.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, this 44-year-old.
Uzbekistan?
He's been at least in contact with a woman in Uzbekistan. So this guy is 44 years old. He was first reported missing in August, but authorities say that they later discovered, you know, he had replaced his computer's hard drive, cleared out the browser, taken out an insurance policy, and they believe he is alive and well, and they're hoping that the story will go viral and he will contact His family.
See, David,
what is going on? Well,
David said this, that if his wife was pregnant for a fifth time, he would just run away. And yes. I'm like, well, look, people do that. I'm like, we could set you up with a new life. And then here we are. Heather's got the story.
People have done it.
And you imagine the ratings boom it would be if Hatchet faked his own death? It'd be amazing.
What would his story be?
Would he drown in a lake too?
I don't know. The story's fascinating. He just literally vaped out on his life.
He did.
It's amazing. John, are you okay?
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Obviously on Twitch, I'm looking over your shoulder. This is what is being shown over your shoulder. The Emperor in Star Wars is hovering over you. Yeah, sorry.
I see.
He's Mike Valeni. Catch him later today, 2 to 6. Cash the ticket wherever you get podcasts. That's Heather with the news. Cookie Jar is next. It's 97.1. Dive into the best pool in history, Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. 6 pools, 3 different levels. No matter where you are, a perfect view of that massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen. We're talking Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch all the big games, all the big fights, swim-up bars, instant-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot, whether it's the cozy day beds, the private cabanas. Find a spot, grab a lounge at the center of the action, but reserve your place today. Start making plans. Set some dates aside on the calendar. 365 days of sports. Poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. That Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, another week of the Cookie Jar. Random questions for us to answer. The first, inspired by Heather's rotisserie chicken opinion, what's one food that grosses you out?
This is hard because there's not a lot that grosses me out. So I have to go to the vegetable genre.
Oh, gosh.
I'd have to say Brussels sprouts.
They gross you out?
Oh, yes. Oh, just the smell of them being cooked makes me want to vomit.
I don't like them either, but they don't gross me out. I just don't care
smell
for
like
them.
Smell like you're cooking a turd.
They do smell bad.
Yeah.
More like sardines or like things that look like themselves, like a pig roast where the pig's face is
anything
there.
Anything with eyes?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Heather. The fish packaged in a store that's got the head on it still. Yeah, I can't do that. As far as like just eating grossing me out, I can't eat salmon.
Really?
I got sick when I was younger and that's what I had ate. And it just has stuck with me my entire life.
Scarred for life.
Yep.
Wow.
Huh.
Greg, is there any food that grosses you out?
This was a hard question.
I agree. This is a hard question for me. I can't think of anything that grosses me out. You guys know me. I'll eat day-old stuff from the day before that's laying around here.
Hmm.
Yeah, even if it was supposed to be refrigerated. It's all right. It's probably still good.
No mold. Go for it.
Yeah. But that's only on the top layer.
Just cut it off.
Right.
Gross.
Just go around it.
One time he ate something that was mayo-based and had sat out. I couldn't believe it. It's the one time it really shocked me. Like pizza, I would probably do it too.
And you lived.
And he lives to tell
again,
the tale.
Yeah, you're fine.
So you don't have an item. I'll go sushi.
That grosses you out?
Yeah, I don't like sushi. The raw fish.
Is it all sushi or just like the specific that has like the raw fish on top of the sushi roll?
Yeah, the raw fish on top. Yeah, the sushi roll.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Today is a holiday. It's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. True story. Didn't make it up. What's one food that you tend to waste more than any other?
There's one that I hate that gets wasted, and it's because nobody will eat a full one. It's an avocado. I love avocado, and every time I cut into an avocado, I eat the whole thing. It goes with eggs. It goes with everything. But if you, like the girls will eat half of one, put the other half in a baggie and put it in the fridge. And an hour later, the top level is brown and nobody touches it.
They're very hard to preserve.
Yeah.
Yes, they do go bad quickly. For me, it's probably spinach. Like I buy a big thing of spinach. I'm like, I'm going to make smoothies with it. I'm going to make stuff for the kids. And then I go to pull it out later and it's like all wilted and nasty.
Slimy.
And there's like water at the bottom.
Mm.
Ugh.
I think in our house it's hot dogs.
It's already smoothied for you.
Yes.
There you go. Hot dogs.
Yeah, because the kids would like just go in phases of eating them and not eating them. And when they go in a long phase, you know, they get that film on them and it's like a little whitish.
Yeah.
I didn't think hot dogs really went bad that quickly, do they?
Yeah, they can within a couple of weeks. Yeah. Once the package is open and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greg, is there an item in the fridge? You go, not again.
Nasty wiener.
Oh.
You are horrible.
Yeah, that white film on your hot dog. What's a strawberry?
Get checked out.
Very quickly
they
go
do.
Bad.
They go bad so fast. Like
within, you put them in the fridge and hours later, they're already starting to
yes.
turn.
Yes.
Strawberries are a good one.
Yeah.
Like Heather said with spinach, mm-hmm. I'll try to be healthy at the grocery store. I'll buy like kale's another one. You know, this will be good. I never actually eat it. It just sits there. It just sits there in the fridge.
You never saw some kale and thought, this is going to be great. Oh,
right. I want to try to be healthy.
It's going to sit there. No, because I know it's going to sit there.
Wow. All right. Wishful thinking. This next one, I saw this trend. A friend told me about it. Gator wine. It's Gatorade plus wine. Does that sound good? Would you try it?
No.
Sounds awful.
So you are countering the alcohol by hydrating at the same time?
Diluting your wine with
Gatorade
flavored water? No. I'm guessing this is with white wine.
No, I think it's with red wine.
Oh, no.
I think the Today Show actually did a story on this back in August, so I'm not making it up. You can look it up.
Gator wine?
Gator wine.
Mm. Haven't tried it, but... Sure, it sounds good. Yeah, no. I like Gatorade, like wine.
Sure. What flavor Gatorade would you mix with a red wine?
Fruit punch?
Oh, red wine? Gross.
Look, I'm a blue Gatorade guy. My son's a red Gatorade guy. He says red juice all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Probably blue. I don't know. It sounds good. I like Gatorade.
Yeah, try. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
We get enough Gator wine from 10 to 2.
That's good.
This next one.
Greg, I thought you'd like that one.
Should guests take off their shoes when they come inside your home?
Only if they're muddy or wet. If it's the middle of summer and you're coming in, no. Because we have hardwoods on the first floor. Even in the new house we're going to, we have hardwoods on the first floor. So there's no need to take your shoes off. It's not going to soil the carpet.
Absolutely. It's a thing you do out of respect. I think it's something you should do. And if the homeowner says, you know what, no need to take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Don't take your shoes off if that's fine by them. But I think you always take your shoes off. Especially at somebody else's house.
All right, you can make the offer. You start, you know, taking undoing the laces. I always say, when we've had a whole bunch of people come in the house lately, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you know, somebody says no, there are other people that, and I wouldn't be offended if I start taking my shoes off and they're like, oh, thank you. Yes, please take your shoes off. Okay, that's your house, your rules.
I think the default is you take the shoes off. That's how I was raised. I think it's a respectful thing.
It doesn't say, should guests take their shoes off when coming inside your house? If I go inside, yes, the default is you go in somebody else's house, you start taking your shoes off.
Yes.
That's not the question.
I would expect my guests to also take their shoes off when they come inside.
I do too. Yes.
I believe this is up to the individual homeowner to set a boundary, whether they prefer yes or no. I would agree with John that it does not bother me. Look, dog, young kid.
Yeah.
Dirty shoes aren't going to do much unless they're really dirty or wet.
Maybe you could take some of that dog hair with you on your shoes.
Two celebrities you'd like to see box.
So I took a little bit of liberty with this one. There are two celebrities, but I'm using their movie characters.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
I want to see Jason Bourne and John Wick go out.
All right.
You know, I mean, two action heroes, stars, right? Yeah. And nobody can ever hit them with a bullet. No, nothing ever seems to harm them. They always find a way to win the fight. Who wins between Jason Bourne and John Wick?
That's interesting. This was hard for me. So I was trying to think of two people who maybe don't get along. And then I was like, well, who could actually box? What about Vin Diesel and The Rock? Because there's rumors they didn't really get along.
Yeah. I think Vin Diesel's a tiny man,
okay.
And The Rock is a big dude. So I think it would be a discrepancy in the size. Size matters. Mm.
It's true.
John, you're a celebrity.
Oh.
You can't stand Tom Cruise. Bring it now. Jansen versus Tom Cruise.
What about Strahan?
Been there, done that.
I know, but not like in a boxing fight.
Won. He did?
No, you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a big solved.
I meant you
yeah.
as he. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this would be different.
No, it wouldn't. He'd win again.
Yeah, I'd win again.
I don't know.
I mean, he already put the hole in his mouth, so between his teeth.
That's right.
Oh, like that's how that got there.
Yeah, John.
I put it there.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Tom Cruise, like, come on.
I'm going to say that so many times that people believe it.
Tom Cruise is so small. Like
John could just step on him. Like, just take a step and smash him. He's a little guy.
All right, no, either that or John Jansen versus Chuck Schumer.
Oh, God. I put Aaron Rodgers against Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
About a 8-year-old man, yeah.
I picked someone I want to see get beat up opposite Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Put Aaron Rodgers in the ring with The Rock.
Okay, yeah. Anybody that wants to beat up Aaron
be great.
Rodgers would be fun. Sure, I'll take that.
All right, last one. When do you finish your Christmas shopping?
Usually, the bulk of it, I won't say all of it, the bulk of it usually a week prior.
I'd say the day before Christmas Eve. I'm always picking up gifts, so or maybe even Christmas Eve, like the day of.
Yeah, Festivus sounds like a good day.
For the rest of us.
Done. Mm-hmm. We're not almost done, John. Not the bulk of it done. All of it done.
Yeah.
Probably the 23rd.
I said about 2 weeks out. See, my wife's birthday is a couple weeks out before the holiday, so I have to get into the gift buying process early, and once you get going, out of the way. No, get it done. I don't want to be the person on the last day. Oh, you got me a Christmas gift.
Yes, I got you. I got you one a while ago. No, this is more for you for the show.
Why do I think this is not going to be a nice Christmas gift?
Oh, no, this will be nice. This will be nice. This will be really nice. I think you'll appreciate it.
Are you getting me a Christmas gift?
Maybe.
Do I need to get you guys Christmas gifts?
No.
John, did you get him something for the cruise he's going on after the Lions Super Bowl?
A new cabana outfit?
Something he could share?
Oh, no.
You're bad. That's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
Hey, all this month, the YMCA of Metro Detroit wants to say thank you to veterans. All veterans who join one of the 7 area Metro Detroit YMCA locations by November 30th can enjoy your first month free. From state-of-the-art fitness equipment, including e-gym, to group classes, pools, and programs for every age, the Y has something for everyone and less than $3 a day. Visit ymcadetroit.org to learn more or stop in your nearest YMCA to show your military documentation to get your first month free as a thank you from the YMCA.
Great response on the ticket text to the cookie jar. We've got Karsh and Anderson coming up at 10 o'clock, and no Doug Karsh. He took today off with the Michigan bye week. John, what's your excuse? Why are you here?
I like working.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, there's a lot that we have going on here locally, so why would I? I mean, I'm done at 10, so.
And you know who's in for Doug today?
Stoney!
Stoney's in today!
I know. I always like seeing Stoney.
Fun treat. We'll get to him in a couple minutes here. Ticket texters. Beef tartare grosses me out. My wife's family eats it at every holiday, and I have to leave the room. Rob.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like raw beef.
Yeah, it's raw beef.
Ooh.
Oh, it's amazing.
How do you get your steak cooked?
Oh, it looks like cat food.
Well, that's one way you can have it. It doesn't always have to be that way.
Okay.
Like John, you get yours on the rare side of things.
Oh, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Smack it on the ass, put it on the plate, and let's go.
Okay, then. This one says, I ate a whole block of cream cheese when I was 3 years old. I got totally sick, scarred for life. I refuse to eat cream cheese to this day.
I love cream cheese. Oh.
Fried Brussels sprouts, John. Hear me out. Roasted garlic, fingerling potatoes, balsamic glaze, and butter, bacon to top. You would love it, Dave and Royal Oak.
Everything else, sure. Brussels sprouts, no. Not going to do it. Ruin a good fry.
Food that you are grossed out about. Chitlins. The smell is the absolute worst. For the life of me, I can't understand eating intestines. They are literally booty noodles.
Yeah. I mean, okay, when you think about it like that, sure. But every once in a while, you got to try a food where you just close your eyes and you just try it.
Mm-mm.
What's another one of the weird ones? Tripe. It's like sheep stomach.
I don't think I've heard that one.
No? Yeah. This one says, John, squeeze lemon juice on the avocado. They'll last much longer.
I know, but then I don't like lemon. Like, why can't you just eat the whole thing?
Well, here's another solution. Submerge the avocados in water and then put them in the refrigerator. They'll be good for at least another 7 to 10 days.
Oh, really?
Seven to ten days.
That's upside down? Just put it in upside down?
Like once it's been cut open? Interesting.
Hmm. I'll try that.
That's a... Wow.
Tom is so white. Hot dogs. LOL. No amount of wine can make Gatorade taste good. What's wrong with Gatorade? People don't like the taste of Gatorade?
I don't have a problem with Gatorade. I mean, I always use the zero. Yeah, the Gatorade Zero. Yeah. The other ones seem to be just too sugary and sweet for me anymore, but I loved Gatorade.
Jansen and Strahan. That's the boxing match I want. Sean in Ann Arbor.
Let's go.
John Jansen against TJ Lang. Battle of the washed up offensive linemen.
I'm in.
You guys think Strahan will come on the show if Fox comes to Detroit?
Oh, he's been in Detroit.
Greg's like an absolute no.
Yeah. Why not?
ABC did their Good Morning thing here, and he didn't want to come on.
Did you ask?
Stoney did.
And he said no, or he ignored Stoney?
I think he just ignored him.
Okay. I don't know if that's better or worse.
I don't know.
We can try again.
Sure.
We can try again.
Try until you succeed.
He really doesn't like you.
Apparently.
Come on, you guys are media professionals. Come on, do a radio hit. Strahan, come on. Texter says, what about John against a different adversary from his past? John Jansen versus Clinton Portis, boxing match.
John might go to jail.
If I have immunity, then sure.
Shoes on in the house is a pet peeve. My father-in-law never takes his shoes off when he comes in. We've told him 1,000 times to be polite, and he refuses to do so.
Yeah, family can be tough.
Stoney is in the studio. We'll get him situated here in a second. You tried to get Strahan on the show, and he wouldn't come on, huh? Back when you were doing mornings?
Yes, that is true.
And he blew you off.
Headphones don't work.
I mean, it's all right.
I got a new jack, so okay, that's great.
It's all right.
New Jack City.
Yeah, I don't need a jack to talk to you, Jack. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Stoney just took his jack off.
Can't hear him, so it's okay.
He said you took your jack off.
Yeah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.